E-tidings, Cosmos. Good morning, 21st century world of worlds. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. Tho Míle Fáilte Rótain Seo. I am your host, Richard McSweeney, a self-designated lyrical Irish philosopher of the natural kind. Hear this, listener, give it here your fullness of ear. From the beginning there is breath, and upon that breath there are words. Happened in out of reality, to hear two men in their mid-50s, two not-so-well-to-do farmers, talking about cars in a car park. Cars have all sorts of old wires inside them nowadays, criss-crossing themselves all over the place. Sure, you wouldn't know where to begin if you were trying to fix one of them. That's true, that's true, that's true, that's very true, even of the life in these days. It's neither here nor there, all over the place, so it is. Know what? But they'll be crisscrossing humans with all sorts of wires too, if they get half the chance. It's chances that are always taking the chances, isn't it? With the new gadgets and the what you may call it and things like that. Before we'll know it, we'll be walking around like cars all wired up, so we will. And who's going to do anything at all about it? No one, no one. Sure, listen, there isn't anyone left in the government, in the country anymore, who is for the genuine welfare of the ordinary, everyday, decent man or farmer like ourselves. Listen, I've got to go, as my missus is waiting for me to bring the few eggs from the shop. Sure, I'm the same yourself, when I come to think of it, and half of the heavens have immigrated. Can you believe it? Where to, for God's sake? Actually, you know yourself, for God's sake, to one of those places over the seas. It's a far ways to be going, all right, only to be coming back home again when things start to shift and change about in them places, too. True. Mind yourself and be good now. Be good now and mind yourself. Nice it was having the old bit of a chat with you. Twas, and all that. And the sage in the digital age speaks of the philosopher of old, saying, nowhere, he was convinced, is there where nature isn't telling forth its majesty. From the tiniest little animals that swim in the bottom of pools of water to the darkest heavens beyond the stars, is nature, he saw, with eloquence and finesse manifesting its sublimity. When he considered the landscape, seascapes, sky and heavens, when he considered the flowers, grasses, butterflies, elks, we humans, the waters, fishes, trees, birds and mountains, when he considered all of nature, he was awed by its stupendous beauty and intricate simplicity. Nothing like it save itself he viewed as being its most distinguishing characteristic. And he delighted greatly in the knowledge that he, that we are all of that same distinguishing characteristic. He loved to expound that there was nothing insignificant in nature, however insignificant something might appear to be in a given place. In contrast to the Druids, and in particular to the Christians, he held that nature has no order of dignity, no scale of being, for nothing there is, he saw, that isn't of being and dignity. Dignity, he considered, to be the equality quality common to all beings. The immensity of his thoughts knew no limits. Nothing or no one would he leave have dominion over his mind. In today's broadcast, I'll be reading from As You Like It, Tao Te Ching, and the true classic of Southern Taoist fragrance. This is a reading in continuity from As You Like It. 'Tis he, a sling by, and note him. I thank you for your company, but good fate, I had as lief have been myself alone. And so had I, but yet, for fashion's sake, I thank you too for your society. God be with you, let's meet as little as we can. I do desire we may be better strangers. I pray you mar no more trees with writing love songs and their barks. I pray you mar no more of my verses with reading them ill-favouredly. Rosalind is your love's name? Yes, just. I do not like her name. And there was no thought of pleasing you when she was christened. What stature is she of? Just as high as my heart. You are full of pretty answers. Have you not been acquainted with goldsmiths' wives, and conned them out of rings? Not so, but I answer your right painted cloth, from whence you have studied your questions. You have a nimble wit. I think 'twas made of Atalanta's heels. Will you sit down with me, and we two will rail against our mistress the world and all our misery? I will chide no breather in the world but myself, against whom I know most faults. The worst fault you have is to be in love. 'Tis a fault I will not change for your best virtue. I am weary of you. By my troth, I was seeking for a fool when I found you. He is drowned in the brook. Look within it, and you shall see him. There I shall see mine own figure, which I take to be either a fool or a cipher. I'll tarry no longer with you. Farewell, good Signor Love. I am glad of your departure. Adieu, Monsieur Melancholy. Tao Dai Jing, Installment 31. The strong military force is an unlucky emblem to the state. Thus all living creatures would abhor it. The Tao practitioners should not promote it too. The upright man ordinarily considers the left hand the most honorable place, but in time of war, the right hand. The military force is an unlucky emblem. It is not the emblem for the upright man. It is manipulated on the compulsion of necessity. Calm and repose should be prized. Victory is not regarded as a beautiful work. Whoever regards victory as a beautiful work, he or she is one who takes delight in killing people. Whoever likes to kill people will not succeed in his or her ambition to rule the world. On occasion of rejoicing, precedence is given to the left. On occasion of mourning, precedence is given to the right. The second in command of an army has his place on the left. The chief commander has position of the right. This says a funeral is taking place. The lamentation is observed for the numerous dead who were killed on the battlefield. Thus, a victory ceremony is being held in the funeral rite. This is an interpretation, after my own fashioning, of some lines from the true classic of Southern Taoist fragrance. No three-star visitor spoke to me, saying, "Immaculate of Era, what stories, what anecdotes, what insights do you bring to this new dawn?" And the wisdom of the great sages in the island of old is well carried along and foretold, and so as here goes. Once, the three times of the olden way of thinking were strolling along together, and they were enjoying talking about many things, when Future gave word, saying, "I greatly depend on both of you for my existence. Without you two constantly laying down the way, I could not be." And Present gave word, saying, "Without you, past, constantly laying down the way, I could not be. And without you, future, always willing to be, I would have nowhere to go." And past gave word, saying, "Without you two constantly being there waiting for me, I would have no purpose whatsoever to be." And with being well pleased with each other's answers, they enjoyed strolling away in a reflective, comfortable silence. The kind of comfortable silence brought about by their long-term friendship. In the foothills, there happened upon a human who appeared to be reflectively gazing into the high distance, gazing into the high sky of blue. And she, with noticing them coming along, waved for them to come on over into her company to enjoy some food and a chat. And they courteously accepted, and with sharing provisions of their own with her, they embarked on a great conversation. But when she started to talk to them about she having access to a cache of ever-living hidden knowledge, a stillness came to their listening. For what she spoke of was not like unto anything they had hitherto ever been familiar with. And they asked her, saying, Can anyone? Could even we three access this cache? For we delight in knowing everything there is to be known. Now, not desiring to hurt their feelings, she took great pains to tell them that access to the cache was not possible for them, seeing that they weren't actual life forms, but mere imaginings, the imaginings of humans like herself. And they were troubled by her word, for they thought and knew themselves to be as real as anything, as real as, say, a tree or a stream or a bird or a flower, even as real as any a human being. They were quite surprised, quite taken aback, to learn they weren't. Although we are but imaginings, can't you share anything at all with us from it pertaining to ourselves or the like? According to the cache, time doesn't exist. Time is but a made-up thing, an imagining of sorts. How can that be? For though imaginings we ourselves may be, we each do know ourselves to be and one another to be. So how then can that be, that there is no such thing as time? I being past, I represent time that has passed. Yes, and I being present, I represent time that is in passing. And me, I being future, I represent time in coming. All this is only according to yourselves. Ultimately, all this is only according to us humans. Nowhere is it to be found in the cache of ever-living hidden knowledge. Then if there is no such thing as time, how then is it possible to describe what happened, is happening, or will be happening? Take time out, and you will see there is no need to be describing something as having happened, or is happening, or will happen. And took time out they did, and found her word to be ever so true. In a dawn reverie of this new day, meditated I on what an immortal self of mine did say, did lovingly relay, way back in days of long, long, long gone by. O mortal self of mine, when with living in your own realm and time, you will be your own strength and impenetrable force field. Your heart will trust in, rely on, and confidently bolster up yourself. Therein and therefore will your heart greatly rejoice. In lyrical words, your thoughts will you proclaim. All right, I will leave it at that for today. Enjoy taking very good care of yourself and those around you. Be ever so grateful for your many blessings. And spare a thought, too, for peoples living in faraway places, in all different kinds of situations, often very difficult, and not at all of their own making. You have been listening to an Irish philosopher of the natural kind, bringing radio to the internet via Radio Richard Ireland, on the air globally for about 15 minutes, Monday to Friday. The script format of today's broadcast will be available at a future date on AuthenticCloseterDramascripts.com. It is truly an honor to have your listening. It is more than a voice in your ear. There is power in listening, more than a phrase in your eye. Insight there is in reading. Enjoy both, and please do spread the word. Thank you so much, Richard. May you be a blessing unto yourself by way of your past, by way of your present, and by way of your future. Slán agus beannacht leat.